started a tradition, a segment, a little bit called Forced Movie Review, where the three of us watch movies in genres we can't stand, and we're assigned by a colleague that loves that genre. Another one of those adventures starts right now, because it is time for Forced Movie Review.
I can't believe you're making me do this.
Why do we have to talk about that?
Do I have to?
Forced Movie Reviews.
You forced me to do this.
I love rom-coms and romances and stuff, and Dawn hates them with every fiber of her being. So last week and a couple weeks ago, actually, in celebration of the release of Top Gun, I thought, you know what? I'm going to give her a Tom Cruise movie. Oh. So, yeah. Jamaica, I want to make you. Aruba, Bahama, come on, pretty mama.
Pretty mama.
I signed Dawn McClain, Cocktail.
Yeah, Cocktail, which I thought that I liked until I watched it again from 1988. And my headline for this is Tom Cruise inspiring dorky white guys with misplaced confidence to dance at weddings. That is my lead. That is my positioning
your headline.
Statement.
Okay.
That's my log line for this movie. So I'm just going to read what I wrote as the movie was going along. Dumb opening scene where they pull over a greyhound. A lot of machismo there. So he apparently was in the service, and then he's coming back from the service. He goes back to New York. Kind of fun to see the Twin Towers. Fun is not the right word, but it's always like, oh, Twin Towers, yeah. You know? Mm-hmm. So you see that shot first. He goes back to his uncle's bar, Uncle Pat, who's Irish, and his name is Flanagan, so he's an Irish guy. He really has these big dreams, Tom Cruise, of becoming rich. So he likes, you know, Tom Robbins type seminars and books, and he's trying to make it big. That is his driving force through this whole movie. He wants to, so he goes to night class. He tries to just go onto Wall Street and get jobs. He's turned down for every job. Then he goes into TGI Fridays in New York, which is the most bizarre TGI Fridays I've ever seen. I mean, this must have been the height of the first TGI Fridays.
Yeah, it was.
What did it look like?
It looked like there was only one bar in New York City to get a drink.
Yeah.
Oh, it was so crowded.
I watched a documentary on the history of TGI Fridays, and don't ask me why. Mm. It was on CNBC. Uh-huh. It was the jam. I mean, their bartenders were legendary. It was before they became a chain and became lame.
That's,
you know,
right.
This is the mainstream, the OG. Yeah, it was the place to be. It was, and those bartenders were celebrities. So,
uh-huh.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
God. Let me get to that. So he meets who MC calls the Discount Dundee. Discount Crocodile Dundee. His name is Doug.
I know, yeah.
Coughlin or whatever.
Something like that, yeah.
Anyway, he's Australian. And then he starts bartending with him, and it's so dorky. All they're spinning of bottles, and they think there's just the overconfidence kills me. I can't stand. And then they start doing this dorky dancing that I'm talking about. This really, like, Tom Cruise in the height of his, like, nobody knew he was, you know, a Scientologist yet. He was like, I am the it thing. He had already starred in Top Gun, and he was like, yeah. And the dancing is so embarrassing. You have to put a pillow up over your face. You can't do it, guys. Just Google it. Just YouTube it. And so one of the first lines that Discount Dundee says, he calls this waitress a bitch. And then he looks over Dundee and says, wait till you give them crabs. Then the waitresses will really hate you. That's the worst Australian accent ever. But crabs.
And we're not
on.
Talking Dungeness, right? We're
no.
talking, yes, no.
no. So then he goes, he gets fired from, or he leaves TGI Fridays because his girlfriend, Gina Gershon, gets taken away by Dundee. So then he goes to this cell block bar where they're doing like performance art bartending. You know?
Oh, right.
I mean, there are literally like performance art poets that will stop the crowd and have like, they're dressed in a costume and they're like, I'm the yuppie poet And then everyone stops to listen. Okay, well, that's never, ever going to happen, and it never did with drunk people. Nobody stops to hear a poet at a bar.
No.
So then he decides he's got this grand idea that you can make a bunch of money by going to Jamaica and becoming a bartender because you don't have to pay taxes, and then you'll take that money and then open your own bar in the States and make a chain. That's his goal. So he goes to Jamaica, meets Elizabeth Shue. He cheats on her with this rich lady named Bonnie. And then he moves back to New York with Bonnie.
Who what is about ridiculous. Elizabeth Shue?
Elizabeth
what
Shue, she's left. She's heartbroken. She sees him go into this cabana with Bonnie, who wears a mink coat everywhere, Bonnie. Even though it's Jamaica.
She's wearing a mink in Jamaica?
I think she's wearing it in New York. Sorry. But okay. She's like, she has this, since it's 88, these older actresses still are mimicking old school acting. So she's like, oh, come into my cabin. Yes. Mm. Oh, sit down and I'll make you a cocktail. You know, it's like old school. So I kind of love that. So then, you know, he gets back to New York. He can't stand the lifestyle because he's like a kept man. then he gets back together with Elizabeth Shue because she becomes pregnant. Okay.
Oh.
But the whole end of the movie is the fight. He finds out, he's like, I don't need a rich woman. I don't want to be with rich people, even though he tried to bag, you know, Bonnie, decided he didn't like that. Then he finds out that he's trying to track down Elizabeth Shue.
Okay.
He finds out that she lives on Park Avenue, so she is actually a rich girl. He's like, well, wait a minute, maybe I want to be with Elizabeth Shue. He goes and she reveals that she's pregnant, and then the dad doesn't like him, so it's like, you know, star-crossed lovers, Romeo and Juliet type of a thing. They finally, you know, he punches everybody to get up there, and then he finally, I mean, he's punching the doorman and the security and the elevator guy, and then he locks himself in the room with Elizabeth Shue and is like, I love you, don't leave me. It's this whole horrible romantic scene. They end up getting married because daddy's like, you will not leave with him because he's a trashy bartender. She ends up going, I have to, I love him, dad. And then they get married, and I have to mention this because it was very offensive. At their wedding reception in the bar that he opens with his uncle's help,
okay,
she says, now that you've got me, now that we're married, I'm going to get fat and ugly. And then he goes, I hope not too fat. And she's like, I'm going to get as fat as a house and you're going to love it. And then it's like, woo! I'm like, oh no. Oh, this is the poop cherry on the poop cake. Like, it does not hold up, you guys. It doesn't hold up at all because...
Thought you liked it.
I thought I liked it, and MC thought that he liked it. But once Tom Cruise started doing that dorky dancing, we were like, I can't, nope, I don't like this. And then it just continues, and all the like flipping of the bottles, and that people are mesmerized by him. It's like, oh, you did it. The movie ended, and I go, well, he succeeded.
Yes.
Hate cocktail.
Hey, you have to admit, I've been kindish with my picks for you lately.
Yeah, these last two have been bad.
What did I assign you the last one?
I don't know, but
week?
I hated it. I can't remember. This is Tom Cruise. Also, I would like to say that this is Tom Cruise with his first set of fake teeth.
Oh.
So he feels extra
teethy,
confident, and like flashing a smile.
Or is Lex says chiclets.
His chiclets. He's got new chiclets. He's constant. Oh, and he's like, I'm doing a motion right now.
You are like, oh, that's
dancing
a good,
like,
yes.
What is this? Dancing.
Yeah, behind the bar. Yeah, behind the bar.
You got your neck going.
You got your neck going and you're kind
out,
of
like,
fist pumping like you're like
slow motion
conducting a train.
It's like the white boy jam.
And then you go backwards. It's every guy you see at a wedding that you're like, oh, he shouldn't be doing that.
So you don't want to do a synchronized bar dance with me? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, God, I'd rather never walk
Lex,
again.
Make her do that for a TikTok. Oh, Lex,
yeah,
find
let's
it.
Shake up some drinks.
Yes.
Oh, God.
I'll hire you, Dawn.
Oh, God, to be one of your bartenders at Lush. Oh, God, I'd have to stay
up late.
We'll
make you dance. Yeah.
I hated it. But I do have a good one for Alexis. We found out she has never seen this movie, and I can't wait.
Oh, yep. Gotta go, guys.
No, wait a minute.
The show's ending early? Wow, look at the time.
No, actually, no. Now, Dawn, let me just tease wrapped into a question, okay?
Yeah, sure.
Are you going easy on Alexis this week?
No. No way. This is revenge.
I've already seen this movie. I've seen it already.
I thought you might have, but you said you haven't. And Hannah was like, you have to give her this movie.
That's such a good invitation.
Oh my God. Oh my God. She has to watch this movie.
She's going to love it.
Actually, it was, oh my God. You haven't seen it? She's a very hard worker and we love her.
I should never have said anything. Yeah. I saw it and I love it.
We'll be right back. I was getting good at use the
beast of the love. Oh. Some monkeys. You're going to kill a monkey every time the song plays until we get what we want.
No, that was actually, that was a hyena.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Whatever.
Every time we play this song, a hyena dies. I'm just telling you.
B. Arthur, do you want hyenas to die?
One. The virtual. What do you want, B. Arthur? I'm tired of this. I'm resorting to hunting fake hyenas. Seriously.
Of course, this is the last bump song to bring us
into the weekend.
Yeah,
she's doing this.
No, Dawn, you're nice.
The timing is pretty hilarious.
She's doing this on purpose.
Oh, well, I'm going to do this on purpose.
Yeah, welcome back, Jason and Alexis in the morning. Forced movie review part two. It's time for Dawn to enact her revenge on Alexis.
Yes. Okay, Alexis. Did you see Hereditary?
I did.
Okay,
we saw it together.
We did, didn't we?
Or maybe back to back nights. Yeah. But I remember talking about it with you.
Okay. So the director of that movie, Ari Aster, he's got a lot of really great weird horror movies. He's really great. The production company is A24, my favorite production company. They do all the weird stuff. I made you watch Lamb, right?
Yes.
Same production company.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's right.
So you will be watching, and I'll play a portion of the trailer that might just terrify you. Oh, it might not explain a lot, but just it's weird. And you will be watching Midsommar.
What am I going through?
We just need to acclimate.
I don't want to acclimate. I want to go.
Absolutely not.
What's happening?
I don't know why you invited us.
That's why you look so guilty right now, because you know.
We only do this every 90 years. I was most excited for you to come.
Okay, one of the weirdest movies I've ever seen. I love it. It's called Midsommar. Ooh. It is 2.5 hours.
Dang, Dawn!
Uh-huh. So it's about these friends that travel to Sweden to study as anthropologists, and they go to a summer festival that is held every 90 years in a remote hometown of one of them. And then this seems like a dream vacation. And it's like this festival, like a summer pagan type festival with this specific community of people. Okay. And everybody seems very peace and love, and they seem so delightful. Then you realize something is really weird because the sun never sets. And then it just turns into a dark nightmare that has very disturbing, weird, weird things happen, and they can't escape. And it's Florence Pugh is in it. I know it's Pugh, but I think Pug is cuter.
Mm-hmm.
She is the central character, and she does a great job because she's terrified. She really kind of wanted to tag along on the trip, and her boyfriend, his friends didn't want her to come. So at the beginning of it, it's like really tense because they don't even want her to be there, and they're like, you want to break up with her anyway. So there's that whole tension before they even get there and get to Europe.
Oh, God.
It's real freaky. And it's on Showtime.
Oh, okay.
So you don't have to pay for it.
No.
Gosh.
Wow. I see the posters and...
Yeah, she's terrified and crying. Her face is...
Yeah, she's just got a beautiful little flower crown on.
That's right. It's the flower crown and the beauty of all the white dresses. That's just such a contrast to what happens.
There's some craft time? Do they sit and make them?
Oh, yeah. Oh, there's a lot of craft time.
Oh, really?
There really is. And they craft things out of things, other things. There's a lot of nudity.
Oh!
And it's not the kind you like.
Oh.
It's bad nudity.
Have you seen
I started this, Dawn. I started this.
We should all watch it again just to support her.
I think I'm going to because I started it and I did fall asleep, not because of the quality of the movie, but because it was pre-nap. And I'm like, why am I starting this? Yeah, I'm like, why am I starting this? But
I mean, it's shocking. Things that you do not see anything.
No.
You're like, you can't predict anything that happens. It's like, what is happening now?
You're going to hate this, Lex.
Oh, gosh.
The small part.
It's scary.
Yeah, it is. Dawn's absolutely. This is a good one, Dawn.
I like all the Swedish traditional things, though.
I know. It's like beautiful Sweden.
Lex.
Like the way the room is painted and stuff. No, it looks really nice.
And there's utes.
There's violinists out there. And,
no, Lex, this isn't.
There's dancing in circles, holding hands.
No. There's a little bit of that, but.
Yeah.
No, Lex,
it looks like there's a cool, like, what is that yellow building thing?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Dawn! Okay.
Wow. Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Friday, I'll be reviewing that. Yeah. Wow.
Have fun
with
that.
This does look pretty scary. All right. Thanks, Dawn.
Don't watch any more trailers or anything. Just go into it with an open... Oh, she's looking at it now.
Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry. I just saw this, like, furry... sack thing with a chest and ribs.
Don't watch. Don't look at
it
anymore.
Closing it. Oh,
don't look anymore. Oh, this is you're gonna love it.
Wow, it'll be very good one, guys.
It'll be great for you to watch on Thursday night.
No, don't wait. Do not do that to yourself.
You know me well.
It's so long. It's long.
Lex, you're gonna love watching it Thursday afternoon.
You kind of feel like you can't escape the movie.
Okay, so
can't escape where they are, and you won't be able to escape the movie.
Okay, so I should watch it in little pieces like you do.
Maybe.
I mean, yeah,
Thursday,
sure.
Lex, watch it a little bit Thursday morning, a little bit Thursday afternoon, a little bit Thursday night.
Or maybe you'll remember at 10 p.m. on Thursday night.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Okay, thank
you. Go out there and be yourself, because no one can tell you're doing it wrong, right, Lex?
That's right, you be you. Everyone have a fantastic Memorial Day weekend. Happy Friday. We love you so much. Donna and Steve up next. Bye for now.